The Wisconsin Convocation. James and Alan White left Battle Creek by train for Wisconsin on Tuesday, September 17, 1867. The meeting was held at Johnstown Center. With the Whites were Uriah Smith, T. M. Stewart, and Mr. and Mrs. Maynard. Reaching Johnstown Center on Wednesday, they found the large tent up, four small living tents, and believers coming in from all directions. Friday morning, September 20, Uriah Smith wrote a report for the Review giving this picture. "We are now upon the Convocation Campground, Johnstown Center, Wisconsin. How goodly are thy tents, O Israel! The large Wisconsin tent is pitched for the purpose of the meeting. 12 church and family tents are already on the ground around it. Elder Sanborn, Stewart, Andrews, Blanchard, and Madison, of the Wisconsin and Illinois Conference, are present. The tent is full of earnest, substantial commandment keepers. This is estimated to be the largest gathering of the Friends of the Truth that have ever assembled in this state. Ibid, September 24, 1867. Meetings had opened Thursday morning. James and Alan White were the principal speakers of the day, but it was the evening meeting that Smith wanted to talk about. He wrote, "The meeting in the evening was one of unusual solemnity and power. Sister White bore her testimony with great freedom. Many were in tears, and the pent-up emotions of the people found audible utterance in various parts of the congregation. Not a few consider it the best meeting they ever attended." Ibid. Smith commented that he was pleased to hear the firm confidence expressed in the testimonies, and added, "Some full and free confessions were made, and some who had been wavering expressed their confidence restored. These referred with great feeling to the discourse of Brother White in the afternoon on the unpardonable sin, and expressed their great thankfulness that though they had gone far in their opposition to the work of the Holy Spirit, they had been kept from that great sin of attributing its operations to the agency of Satan." Ibid. The four-day convocation at Johnstown Center was considered a great success.